This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, and hola to everybody. Happy Cinco de Mayo. A fantastic Monday here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh. What an incredible show we have for you tonight. Of course, Medal of Honor Monday coming up an hour from now. Man, we have to get into Pete Hegseth. Why are they so hot to get rid of Pete Hegseth? The system, everything built on a lie, us funding everything, parents still insane after COVID. The media's interviewing cartel members, and Trump wants to reopen Alcatraz. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. You can often tell what bothers people the most by what makes them squeal, what makes them yell, what makes them angry. You've heard me say before that I don't get offended. And I don't. And I didn't do anything for that. I'm sure I got that from my father, and then the Marine Corps didn't hurt. But you can never, Chris, Corey, have you ever heard me say I'm offended? Have you ever seen me be offended? I just don't get offended. It wouldn't matter what you said to me. That frustrates communists to no end when I get in debates with them. Because they think you'll throw out an insult or something like that, and it'll distract me or get a rise out of me, but you can't possibly get a rise out of me. But it works with many people. You argue with them, debate with them, find out what makes them squeal, what makes them yell the loudest, what offends them, and then focus on that. Hammer it over and over and over again. You know this. So let's talk about how we deal with them and how we can come to find out where their real power base lies. So we're going to get to the Hegseth thing in a little bit of a roundabout way. You just kind of have to stay with me here. Here's a headline from Campus Reform. It's about colleges receiving $300 million, but the $300 million was for DEI, communism. Okay, pause on that for a moment. As you and I have discussed many times before, we fund the communist revolution in this country. The communist revolution is not organic. Nobody wants it. Well, very few people want it, I should say. It is organized, funded, and funded mostly by you. That'll come back to the Pentagon. Now, let's take another sidetrack. Don't worry, I'm going to tie all these things together in a moment. I was thinking about this. What are the four things that I could really come up with that have really driven the communists in this country truly insane since Trump won the election? The four big things. I know there's a new thing every day, but what are the four big things? First of them was Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz, the system was so angry about the thought of Matt Gaetz becoming attorney general, so terrified at the thought of that bull getting into that China shop, they actually risked Trump's wrath to stop it. Even GOP senators said, hey, we can't do it. Not Gaetz. Pick someone else. And Trump, sadly, he did. Caved almost immediately, said, no, Matt Gaetz, we'll pick Pam Bondi. Okay, so that's one. Two, deportations. The deportation of illegals was not a 24-hour news cycle. It's been every day, all the time since Trump got elected. We have actually CNN out there at this point in time interviewing members of the cartel.
According to the Trump administration, you are a terrorist. I mean, the cartels have been labeled a foreign terrorist organization. What do you make of that?
Está fea la situación, ¿verdad? Está fea la situación, pero pues...
Buenas tardes to you too, sir. So, Matt Gaetz was one of the four things. Mass deportation, one of the four things. The third thing, which we haven't really talked about, I don't know if I'll get to it much tonight, but Ed Martin. Ed Martin, maybe name, if you really pay attention, you'll know the name. If not, you won't. But Ed Martin is up to be the top attorney in D.C. of that miserable circuit of communists. Ed Martin's a stud, one of us. Ed Martin is currently being stalled in the United States Senate. And the rumor has it, surprise, surprise, it's red state senators Tom Tillis, Cassidy, and Cornyn stopping his nomination. So that one's actually being stopped. So they stop Gaetz. They're trying to stop deportation. They're stopping Ed Martin. And the last thing is the military. Pete Hegseth, haven't you found it almost odd why they won't let the Pete Hegseth thing go? I get that the signal chat thing comes out and so they think, hey, we have an opportunity here for a scalp. Let's get one really quick. But they haven't let it go. But wait, let's rewind even more than that. Remember when Trump first put Pete Hegseth up? It was a wonderful choice by Trump. Remember when he first put Pete Hegseth up? Remember what happened inside the United States Senate? Joni Ernst, Lindsey Graham, GOP senators. I know for a fact Lindsey Graham was trying to whip votes against Pete Hegseth behind Trump's back in the United States Senate. This is right before Trump came out and endorsed him again, but we'll go into that another time. Why Pete Hegseth? Of all the guys, I mean, we have Lee Zeldin, head of the EPA. He's doing great work. Why not Lee Zeldin? You haven't seen this for Lee Zeldin. Marco Rubio is doing incredible things at the unbelievably important position of Secretary of State. He's firing State Department people, all kinds of stuff. What? Why didn't we get this kind of pushback from Marco Rubio? In fact, there have been no calls for Marco Rubio's head. But Pete Hegseth, there is. Trump did a big interview over the weekend with this Kristen Welker, this dirty commie with Meet the Press, and she got all over him about it.
Are you looking for a new Secretary of Defense?
No, not even a little bit. No. Pete's going to be great.
His job is safe right now?
We're doing a fantastic job against the Houthis, who are like blowing ships up and watching them sink in the ocean. We're hitting them very hard. No, he's doing a very good job.
His job is safe right now?
Totally safe.
I had to ask him multiple times, but his job is safe? What about Pete? His job's safe? You said it's safe, but his job's safe? I could sit here for an hour and play all these interviews. But again, why, you see? Why Pete Hegseth? I'm going to play something for you. It's going to hurt, but I want you to listen. We're going to have a talk about why Pete Hegseth. Here was Trump.
We have great things happening with our military. We also essentially approved a budget, which is in the facility, you'll like to hear this, of $1 trillion, and nobody's seen anything like it. We have to build our military. And
that's Trump announcing he wants $1 trillion for the military. Now, in order to have this conversation, you are going to have to adjust your mentality on some things. First, the military itself, the people in it, its tradition and its mission. The way you think of it is not how the communists think of it. That we have to be crystal clear on. If you are one of these people who said, well, in the end, we all kind of want the same things, then honestly, I would prefer if you would turn off the radio and go listen to something else right now, because you are so lost. You are on the wrong path. You were not only on the wrong path, you're heading 500 miles an hour in the wrong direction. If you think we all want the same things, then you are lost and you will never get it, and you need to move on until you get it. As soon as you drop that, you can come back and listen to the show. So let's get that out of the way first. When I think of the United States military, I think of men in uniform who commit acts of bravery on behalf of this country, who live a hard life for little pay, risky training that may cost you your life. We talk about that all the time. And if some scumbag politician in D.C. starts a war for good reasons or otherwise, you're the one over there dying, and your wife and kids get to lay flowers at your graveside every Veterans Day, Memorial Day. That's what I think of when I see the Jets fly overhead at a baseball game. It inspires me when they drag old veterans out for the flag. Hey, we got this guy served in Korea. I stand on my feet. So do my sons, with respect bursting out of my chest for that kind of service. You probably share that with me. You had better get through your skull. The communist doesn't share that at all. Not at all. All, not even a little bit. First, let's talk about the mission, the one you respect, the defense of America. Well, why would he want to defend America? He's trying to burn it down every minute of every day. Do you think he's inspired by the defense of America? Almost every Democrat I've ever talked to, they always thought the military displays at NFL football games was political on the right. Now, just think about that for a moment. Political? The military? We're going to dig into this more. Pete Hegseth, why they're after him, $1 trillion budget, and more. Before we get into that, you did get a hold of Goldco over the weekend, right? You know, all this trade stuff is coming down now. Deals, no deals, 145% tariffs. Are you going to sit there and watch gold hit another record high when you didn't go to hold a Gold Co? Are you going to watch your retirement disappear? Look, at least get a free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. They'll get it as part of your retirement to make sure you don't lose everything. That's what this is about. It's a retirement fortification plan. It's the most trusted precious metals company for a reason. You don't just sleepwalk into an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. I love these guys. 855-817-GOLD or go to jessielikesgold.com. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Away on a Cinco de Mayo. Welcome back to our Monday show of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. That's a huge holiday in Mexico, Chris. Most people don't know that. Back to our discussion. We're talking about Pete Hegseth, the military, why they're after it, the $1 trillion budget. So, the communist doesn't look at the military the way you do. For one, we'll set the budget aside for a moment. Let's think about it as people, a people thing. What does the communist always want? Control. He wants to control everything, believes he should control everything. What you eat, where you sleep, what you say, what you're allowed to see, what you're allowed to listen to, that's what he believes. That must be tightly controlled in order to turn you into a revolutionary. That's what the communist thinks. But that can be a tough sell in the United States of America. It has been a very tough sell in the United States of America. After all, there's all these people here who love freedom. But the United States military has roughly 3 million people. By the way, it's like 2.8 million, but I'm about to refer to it as 3 million for simplicity's sake, so don't email me correcting me. We'll say roughly 3 million people in the United States military. It's not just that those 3 million people are federal employees, technically. They have to follow orders. Period. End of story. But the people in the military are more than just federal employees. They're people who have to follow orders. They have to follow orders. When I was in, and this is from my 4-year stint in the United States Marines, every single thing, I know that's kind of seems like an obvious point, but everything is controlled, including the things you have to put into your body. Remember the COVID-19 vaccine mandate? It's part of what made that so evil. That's part of the reason they did it. You have to do what you're told. You must do what you're told, or they will destroy your life, destroy your career, and drum you out of the United States military. The communist looks at the United States military like a 3 million person army, but not one that can fight on behalf of America. He looks at the United States military like 3 million people who can be controlled and guided and completely owned by the communists who run the United States of America. That is how he looks at it. Now, that's just the people side of it. Let's talk about the budget side of it. I brought up the article in the very beginning, colleges receiving $300 million in donations for DEI. Did you see that story about the State Department analyst pleaded guilty to $650,000 of fraud with the State Department? Just sitting there stroking checks, 650 grand over the course of 2 years. Now, I want you to think about the State Department. Hey, Chris, do me a favor. Look up the State Department's budget. I want to say it's $50 billion or so, but it doesn't matter. It's actually on the grand scale, not that large. But the State Department's budget. $54 billion? Oh, I was right. Yeah, about $54 billion, Chris said. Do you have any idea what the United States military budget is? Well, we'll just stick with Trump's $1 trillion budget. So with a $54 billion budget at the State Department, there are multiple people, more people than we can count, but one person just pleaded guilty to $650,000 in fraud. How much fraud do you think there is in the Pentagon? We've talked about the audits. Now we're talking about the budget going forward. Yeah, we'll just call it a trillion. Chris said it was $841 billion in 2024. We'll just call it a trillion. Let's go ahead and round up and make it easy. How many people are, not were, that's the important part of our conversation tonight. How many people are stealing vast sums of your money through the Pentagon? Every year, every day. I want to get something through, and I want to make sure it is as crystal clear as humanly possible. Dick Levine, he personally may no longer be at the military. That's true. But there are little dicks all over the United States military.
Hello, I'm Admiral Rachel Levine. Climate change is having a disproportionate effect on the physical and mental health of Black communities. Black Americans are more likely...
Yeah. You got all the commie gobbledygook. We all like to laugh. Ah, look at this guy. He's an admiral. Ah, look at Dick Levine. He's an admiral. Ah, look at this crazy guy. There are 1,000, 10,000, 50,000 dicks all throughout the United States military. All of them believing that. Not they used to. That's the part I'm trying to stress here. It's not that those things were happening. That Dick Levine used to be there. Oh, he personally may be gone. He's still very much there at every single level. There is a gigantic scam in the gigantic scam that is the government. And that gigantic scam is the Pentagon. It is the United States military. The reason they're calling for Pete Hegseth's head is a lot of very, very powerful people don't want anything uncovered. We'll finish this up in a moment. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Cinco de Mayo Monday, talking about the military and Pete Hegseth and why do they want him gone? Why has it been 2-3 weeks of nonstop this?
Are you looking for a new Secretary of Defense?
No, not even a little bit. No. Pete's going to be great.
His job is safe right now?
We're doing a fantastic job against the Houthis, who like blowing ships up and watching them sink in the ocean. We're hitting them very hard. No, he's doing a very good job.
His job is safe right now?
Totally safe.
And we just talked about the big scam that is currently happening at the Pentagon. Not was happening, is happening. We like to think the Dick Levines are gone, but they're not. They're all throughout the military because the communists have been putting them in the military for 15, 20 years, and they all didn't resign when Pete Hegseth got the nod. When Donald Trump won the election, they're all still there. They're all still resisting. Which brings me back to this final point on this, and we're going to move on because there's so much more I want to get to in emails and other things. The $1 trillion budget. You see, there's just a monstrosity moving through the House and Senate right now. John Barrasso, that piece of trash, is trying to sell it to people.
Well, that's what we're working on. You know, this members of the Senate Finance Committee, we've been meeting since last summer on coming up with potential reductions in spending by the federal government. Our aim is $2 trillion. I don't know that we're going to get there. We're going to match whatever the House is able to do. We need to get a bill past the House, past the Senate, to the president's desk so we can make a difference in the lives of the American people and get this country back on track and get more money into their pockets.
Yeah. We got it. He's lying about all that. They're not going to save us $2 trillion. They're not going to save us a dime. They're going to keep spending us into bankruptcy. But setting that aside, I know that Donald Trump is in an impossible situation when it comes to the military and being president, because here's the situation. Being the United States president means taking over the most powerful country in the world and the most powerful military in the world, and we are involved in really everywhere. We're involved everywhere. Way more places than we should be, but that's beside the point. But we're involved everywhere. And we have a lot of things we have to handle. Let's just look at it on the surface right now. Trump wants China back in check in the South China Sea. China is trying to expand. They're trying to gain control of that. We have to, absolutely have to, maintain a decent naval presence there to deter them. Okay, so you need that. Well, there's the little matter of Iran, Israel, Syria. That's a whole big old mess that's getting ready to blow up. India and Pakistan, two nuclear powers, they might be going at each other very quickly here. This is just off the top of my head. Think about how many things have to be guarded against and prepared for when you're a president thinking about the military. So this is not me crushing Trump for a $1 trillion military budget. But handing $1 trillion to an organization this corrupt is like handing your heroin-addicted brother a briefcase with $100,000 in cash in it. It's equivalent to that. It's going to get wasted in horrible, horrible ways. But that's not really the point of this whole talk. The point of the whole talk was, that's why they're after Pete. That's why they're trying to stop Ed Martin. That's why they stopped Matt Gaetz. That's why they're trying to stop deportation. They know what's most important to them. And they have used the United States military to great effect in the last 15 to 20 years. Surprise, surprise. A lot of that goes back to Barack Obama. Barack Obama, he was just a better, more committed communist than other Democrats who came before him. Barack Obama was never going to allow a 3 million person military that was completely under his control. He was never going to allow that to go uncommied. He was always going to look at that and see a huge opportunity to cement communism throughout the federal government. And he did. That's why he was so purposeful about firing as many generals as he could and replacing them with his people. Nobody remade this government into the commie criminal enterprise it is now like Barack Obama. Now, here's the issue, and we've talked about this before with other things. You still have to have a military, and you still have to have modern ships and modern planes. And you need it, but you can't just hand them $1 trillion. They haven't passed an audit in 7 years. They failed 7 audits in a row at the Pentagon. It's like handing the Italian mafia $50 million and telling them to go build you a school with the money. If you're lucky, $50,000 will get to the school. The rest is going to go to some very bad people. Handing the United States military $1 trillion is not going out there and handing out magazines, bombs, bullets, and bandages to the dudes on the front lines. That's not what it is. It's handing hundreds of billions of dollars to the crooks who are currently running it. And the fact that Pete Hegseth is looking into this is exactly why they're so hot against him. Exactly why. All right. Let's move on. Let's do a couple emails before we get to Medal of Honor Monday and so many other things. Hey, Jesse. Why haven't more immigrants gone through legal ports of entry? These ports are easy to find. There's over 300 throughout the country. I don't have a lot of sympathy for people who don't do things legally. His name is Derek. Why don't they go to the ports of entry? Well, remember, there are generally two different types of illegals. That's probably being a little too broad with it, but we'll, for the purpose of our conversation, we'll make it two different types. There are those who want to get caught and those who don't want to get caught. Okay. Now, why would anybody want to get caught? Well, you see, you live in the United States of America, as do I. In the criminal organization known as our government, they allow people who show up here illegally to come into the country. They feed them, clothe them. They then take your money and hand it to an NGO who will then feed and clothe them some more and fly them throughout the country. If you're an illegal who shows up at the border, it's not a bad thing to get caught. You want to get caught. They just showed up at the border, but the legions of them, millions of them, and said, hey, here I am, take me. So that's why they showed up. Your question was, what about the ones who didn't? Well, this is going to lead us to the American media and what I want to talk about next. What about the ones who didn't? Well, there's another element, you see. There are the ones who don't want to get caught. And those are the ones who are carrying valuables on them. What kind of valuables? Maybe drugs. Maybe human slaves. Remember, the Democrat Party under Joe Biden facilitated the largest slave trade in human history by a mile. If we're going by sheer number of people, by a mile, the largest slave trade in human history took place under Joe Biden's presidency. The ones who don't get caught, who don't show up at the ports of entry, they're the really, really, really bad ones who you really need to catch. And they know how this works. They know Border Patrol's operating with limited resources. The really bad ones who don't want to get caught, they'll get a big old group of people who do want to get caught and send them to go get caught to pull all the Border Patrol agents off the line so then they can get in here illegally. This is what happens on your border. And this is what Democrats have facilitated. All right. I'm going to move to the media and we'll get to what they're doing with the cartels and immigration and PBS, NPR, all these wonderful things. Before we do that, let's get to getting rid of your pain. That's something wonderful, isn't it? You don't want pain in your friggin' life. Sounds awful. It is awful. That's why you need Relief Factor. Relief Factor is there to take your pain away. It's a supplement, a daily supplement that is 100% drug-free. It does not mask your pain. It goes to the root cause of your pain. That's the inflammation. Your body is already fighting the inflammation. Your body needs Relief Factor to get rid of it. You are not stuck with back pain the rest of your life, or knee pain the rest of your life, or whatever hurts on you, muscle pain, joints, whatever it is. You are 3 weeks away from being pain-free. Call Relief Factor and try it. 1-800-4-RELIEF, or you can go to relieffactor.com. Stop ignoring it. Stop masking it, okay? Now, the American media, onto one of the other things the media seems really, really intent on keeping in place. Illegal immigration. Next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday, a Cinco de Mayo Monday, wishing everybody a very merry Buenas Tardes, especially our Mexican friends out there as they celebrate this sacred day. Now back to, Well, speaking of which, let's talk about deporting foreigners, shall we? Because that was one of the other four things the American media simply won't let go. It's the deportation. It's gotten so bad, as I pointed out, that CNN is now finding members of the cartel, current members of the cartel, asking them essentially how they're doing. Hey, how are you guys?
According to the Trump administration, you are a terrorist. I mean, the cartels have been labeled a foreign terrorist organization. What do you make of that?
Está fea la situación, ¿verdad? Está fea la situación, pero pues tenemos que comer.
What's your message to Donald Trump, if he's watching this?
Mi respeto es él tiene que...
Can you believe he said that? But CNN's interviewing members of the cartel. From the Daily Caller, New York Times omits the immigration status of the suspect in the subway corpse rape case. I'll not be giving you the details on that. Sparking outrage over selective reporting. Well, let's talk about that. Outrage over selective reporting. Why? What's going on? Why are they doing this? Joe Scarborough and Al Sharpton on MSNBC had a long segment trying to explain why Biden was okay and what Trump's doing is different. What's going on?
In the Biden administration, when you had 5 million people coming across the border illegally over a couple of years, much easier to have those deportation numbers up because so many illegal immigrants were coming in. Now, the borders... quiet.
Right.
And so again, as we predicted beforehand, it is extraordinarily expensive to deport people. This wasn't going to be as easy as it would have been during the Biden administration, because again, 5 million were let in illegally. Mm-hmm. They're at the border. And that's what Barack Obama did with his deportations. A lot of these non-judicial deportations were already close to the border. So it was much easier to deport without going through the judicial process that we're talking about.
It is not only more expensive, it then borders on...
They're very worried about the cost. And Obama got rid of all them because, the game they're playing, right? Listen, this is more of it here.
Today is May 5th, and that means Cinco de Mayo, Wolf, a holiday that celebrates Mexico's victory over France. But some in the Battle of Puebla, I should say, but some communities have canceled or scaled back cultural events because of President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration and the fear among many Latinos that they could be arrested.
Well, it's weird because I'm looking at poll numbers right now from Rasmussen showing Trump's net approval with Hispanics is actually the highest of any demographic in the United States of America. So, what's going on then? Well, you and I have talked about it all the time. We talk about it all the time. Just a reminder, the American media, they see themselves as protectors of the revolution. And that's how they report on things. So, for instance, the subway criminal, and I will not go into his crimes, the subway criminal... the American media, the left, they will look into immigration status the same way you will. And when they find out the guy's an illegal, they will make a decision. And the decision is a decision made for the revolution. So they won't put that information in there. Or they'll outright lie about that information. Because including the violent crimes committed by illegals, that for them... hurts the revolution, so you lie about it. If you're Joe Scarborough or that pudding pop Al Sharpton, and you're sitting there and you're lying on television like you do all the time. Lie about immigration. Why are you doing it? They know they're lying. They know that's not the reason Biden deported so many versus Trump versus Obama. They know that. They know they're lying. But why are they okay with lying? Lying is not just acceptable, it is demanded if it's done on behalf of the revolution. If you are CNN and you're sending a news crew in to interview a member of the Sinaloa cartel trying to give some sad story about what he's going through, why would you be doing that? Why are you trying to pretty up the cartel, guys? Because it helps the revolution. Everything is on behalf of the revolution. The destruction is intentional. The lies are intentional. It's not misleading. It's not it's not distracting. It's not manipulating. It's lying. They lie about everything at all times, and they do it on purpose because it's on behalf of the revolution. I don't do that when I tell you about Pure Talk. When I tell you about getting the brand new Samsung Galaxy smartphone for free, that's not a lie. That's the truth. You know the qualifying plans start at just $35 a month? We have four people in our family, four phone lines. Our bill clean in half when we switch from T-Mobile to Pure Talk. There's a lot of reasons to switch to Pure Talk. One, you stop funding a company who hates you. Two, you start funding a company who loves you. And three, how about a brand new phone? And they're on the same 5G network, remember. You're not losing service when you switch to Pure Talk. Switch. You do it during the commercial break, right before Medal of Honor Monday. Seems like a good night to switch. This guy did. Hey, Jesse, I switched to Pure Talk, and it's great. And he said the Roman Empire collapsed due to a lack of diversity with a bunch of question marks. He was making fun of Joyanne Reed. But then he talks about Pure Talk. Make the switch. Pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly is how you do it. Pound 250. Say Jesse Kelly. Let's do some more. Jesse, I love history like you. I was wondering, do you like biblical history? If so, what's your favorite Old Testament time? Mine would be when Chris's people conquered the promised land. Joshua is an amazing leader. Old Testament, favorite historical time in the Old Testament. I don't know. I'll tell you, the Assyrian stuff is pretty dark, but it's pretty true. What, Chris? Did you know? It's not that I do not like torture. That is not true. But did you know that the Assyrians, when they took people captive, and this happened to your people, Chris, the Assyrians, when they take people captive, when they took people captive, they would take a hook. And the hook was obviously sharp on the end of it. And you know, feel your chin, right? You feel your chin. Now travel backwards towards your throat. They would jam the hook up through there, and it would come out. Listen, Chris, pay attention. It would come out under your tongue. They wouldn't pierce your tongue, but it would come out under your tongue and then out the front of your mouth. And then they can link that together. So think about being chained in that way. And that's how they would lead prisoners, slaves, Israelites, when they got conquered. That's how they would lead them out. They would pierce them. Gruesome, isn't it? The Assyrians were a gruesome, nasty people. And they celebrated being nasty. They would brag about it. Yeah, we definitely tortured that guy to death. It was amazing. Anyway, on that lighter note, let's do Medal of Honor Monday next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.